K-State Nation, y'all know what it is, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports coming to you on this Wednesday, June 5th, 2024. Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Welcome on board of the show here. Yes, I'm going to combine two things on here this episode for y'all. I did not record an actual episode. What I did put in was the Bill Snyder postcast there, so go make sure you check that out. I was supposed to post that on Sunday, did not do that, so did not record anything yesterday, so ended up moving that to yesterday there as well. So make sure you go back and listen to that. This episode brought to you by Tomorrow Night, the KC Metro Mile. More on that in just a moment. But here for a second, let me see if I can switch my screen real quick here. K-State basketball, I'm going to start there first. They got a huge commit yesterday there. And I just listened to half the episode. I just listened to half the episode just now. Uganna Osinyesu, that's close enough, was signed officially, according to Three Mall, the other K-State podcast, one of several other K-State podcasts you can add to your library of podcasts there. 7 foot from Kentucky, transferred, and now he officially signed, now coming here to the Little Apple in Manhattan, Kansas, folks. So 7 foot there. And he was, according to reading Joe Tipton's tweet here, was the top center available in the portal. And what I just heard from Three Mall there, I'm going to go back and finish off the episode here this morning. he obviously one of the best defensive players in the country, if not the best defensive players in the country. And I don't have all the stats in front of me or not right now, but he's also a good, very good shot blocker as well. Huge get here again for K-State. Jerome Tang, the coaching staff, hit another one out of the ballpark, and you gotta give this staff kudos here. They knocked it out of the park this summer. As far as, I mean, there has been some concerns with, you know, some questions about trying to fill out this roster, but so far, they, at least almost over to this point anyways, they're almost about done filling the roster for this year, this upcoming year anyways, 2024 and 2025 basketball season for K-State basketball. So, Uganna Osinyesu, that's close enough, from Kentucky, hit the transfer portal, and K-State knocked it out of the park and said, we're going to get this guy in. He's a 7-footer. So you already have, well, David Gasson back. There's several others there as well. And we've heard Jerome Tang and his staff say, we want to get longer, taller, stronger, all across the board. And you can check another one across the board, check another one inside the box on this one as well. So now, and we're going to see him immediately, obviously, because he's on this year's upcoming roster for K-State men's basketball. So there you go on that. So Uganna Osinyesu, who played at Kentucky, obviously, now lands in Manhattan, Kansas, the Purple Nation out there. So we'll get to that and plenty more of this summer on the Pro Project Podcast, whether it's here on the Apple Podcast, wherever you get your podcast, and on the bonus channel, Podbean, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast is the name on that channel there as well. So a lot more on this get for K-State on the backside later on, either later on this week or next week here, as when things settle down, or if they will settle down at all, K-State baseball. I did get this. Just learned, well, again, getting info from 3Mall Pod. The two games, game three, obviously not set, and we're talking about a super regional, K-State, Virginia 18th in the country this weekend. Game one, Friday,
at 6. Now, I could be wrong on that. I'll double check it. But game, we'll just say for now, because we'll be back on here tomorrow. Game 1, 6 o'clock. Game 2, 2 o'clock. That's all I know for right now. As far as the Super Reno Show goes, Kansas State Wildcats baseball team, 2 wins away from the College World Series. And we'll get the exact days on that. And we'll have it for you tomorrow, along with the postcast of KC Metro Mile. Well, actually, the postcast of KC Metro Mile won't be till Friday. But speaking of that, this will lead to my final point on this podcast. You're listening to the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer III here on this Wednesday, midweek Wednesday here, folks. This week is about to get down. We're about to get down and dirty, folks. Tomorrow, basically, and I think the NCAA championships for track and field also start on Thursday as well. I'm going to go ahead and look that up as well while I'm on top of things here. Let's see. Yeah, so actually, let's go back a minute. So yeah, so actually today actually starts the craziness of the week between K-State and yours truly. The NCAA championships for K-State begin today, as several athletes, including the 4x4 men for K-State, all down there right now getting ready. So they start a four-day journey. So we'll see what happens here, all starting today there as well. And I did come across the exact days for K-State in Virginia. I was correct. So Friday, it is Friday. Yeah. Friday at 6 against the 18th team in the country, Virginia, for a right to go to Omaha for the College World Series. But this is the best 2 of 3. Game 2, 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. And then Game 3 is not available. That is, if necessary, depending on who loses the first game on Friday between those two schools as well. Okay, back to the KC Metro Mile tomorrow night. Going down tomorrow night, and there are, I'm going to go ahead and pull up the email that I got last night. I figure, you know what? Hey, it's got to come out at some point, right? So it did. So all the heats and everything else came out last night, and I believe, let's count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Ooh, jumped the gun. There's 16 to 18 races tomorrow night. Rockhurst High School, the KC Metro Mile 2024 event going to go down. We have waited basically another year for this opportunity. Obviously, last year I was in the midst of getting ready for Grandma's. This event last year was a week before I had to go to Duluth, Minnesota. And I jumped in and did it anyways and came out with a sub-5. This year, your boy's on a mission. Let's say that. And I'm gonna keep it a little tame because I'm pretty fired up across the board. But and I'll explain more after everything is over, depending on the results. Well, whatever result comes out of this, but yeah, really pumped up and really anxious to get out there and see what we got. Last year we're at the end of a training phase and didn't do much speed work between, because we're tapering because we're getting ready for the marathon and not necessarily the mile race of the KC Metro Mile, right? So this year it's a little different because I chose this over Fargo because I didn't want to do that. And, thinking back a little bit, it was the right decision. Now, obviously, we'll see what the result happens tomorrow. But I think right now, sitting here at this desk here in Kansas City, Missouri, I think overall it was the right decision because you had did that. If you would have did that and then turned around to the Metro Mile, you would have been screwed. And obviously, you're truly, and I can't believe I'm saying this, is a few days away. I'm not trying to overlook the fact. I got unfinished business tomorrow night. But after KC Metro Mile, after 3 days, it will be officially next week. Your boy, EG3, Eddie Greer III, Trinket will be getting ready. The pay window will be open to start training, getting ready for the Chicago Marathon. holy, you know what. you probably tell by my voice, I'm very focused right now on the KC Metro Mile tomorrow night. So, yeah, but this time around, no marathon to worry about. My coach and I had a discussion and say, look, let's just have fun a little bit and train specifically for the mile race and see what happens. You know what I mean? So, with a few more, and I could tell there's a total difference between last year at this time and this year, because there's more speed workout put into this, and really anxious of what we got. I'm anxious to get out there and throw down with the best of them. So we'll see what happens. I am definitely motivated, despite the lack of sleep. I am definitely motivated to go out there and I think we're gonna make some noise. We're gonna make some noise. That's really the goal tomorrow night. Go out there, have some fun. We got nothing to lose. Go out there, you know, show out. And the other difference, you know, a lot of fans, people now in this area than last year. So feed off of that energy already. I'm going to have maybe twice or triple the energy tomorrow. I feel like I can go out there right now and run around, do a mile right now. So that's how I feel personally right now, what I saw on the sheets yesterday. Again, I'm trying to hold all that back until after this event is over. So that's tomorrow night. I'll be racing at 7:10. Yeah, so there's 18 events. And this year, it will conclude with the high school elite girls and boys races. Last year, it was the women elite and men elite wrapping us up with a chase of Noah Stevenson going for a sub-4. That got moved up a little bit. not far, but they're the second to last section this year. And this year, the committee decided, hey, we got some fast girls and boys in high school ranks. Let's throw them in the last. So I'm this, whatever result comes out of my race, I'm sticking around, because it don't get any better than this. It doesn't get any better than this with the atmosphere. It just brings you back. I have said this all the time leading up to this event. I've had this event circled since I crossed the finish line last year at sub-5 for the first time, right? So for those that don't know, I cracked 5 for the first time ever with a 4:56. Hopefully tomorrow night, that will change. So we'll see. But it is the atmosphere. Don't get any better than that. Whatever result happens with my race, I'm sticking around for the whole shebang, everything. So excited for tomorrow night. Hang out, watch other races after mine is over. So we'll see what happens between then and now. But yeah, extremely pumped up for the opportunity to go out there one more time and see what we got. I'm anxious to see what we have. I really think we got some for them. I really do. So we'll just have to see what happens. The game plan for me is already in place. It's a matter of me going out there and executing it. that's all that's left. That's all that's left now. Can I stick with the plan? We'll have to see. We'll have to see it tomorrow. But that's been stuck within me for the last 2 weeks. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. Very excited to get out there and mix it up with the best of them in Kansas City. So that's the KC Metro Mile. This podcast brought to you by the KC Metro Mile for the last couple of days here this week, here before we turn the page to football, obviously, for the summer. And obviously, anything else comes across the board with men's basketball or volleyball, old men's basketball or the latter. And obviously, we'll keep track of the NCAA championships, how our girls and guys are doing. I don't know exactly how many representing K-State. I probably would say between 8 and 12. And that includes the 4x4 for the men. So, yeah. That is my best guess on that. But we'll keep track of it as the NCAA championships on the track and field side begin today. And I believe, if I had a guess, you're right, Bickettskate would start her heptathlon today as well. We'll keep a close eye on it. But that's it. So that's kind of what's on the desk here here in Kansas City, Missouri. And don't worry, I'll be reaching out to Alex here at some point today. Hopefully we might do a bonus pod on Friday, or wait until the Super Regional is over actually and get back on track with all that. But yeah, don't worry folks, he'll be back on the air soon enough. The Bro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, here on Apple Podcast. Get it. wherever podcasts are found, or Free the Bell Daily, whenever I have a chance to post Kansas State content, folks. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. Eddie Greer coming to you from KC, Missouri. A sunny KC, Missouri here this morning, here recording here on this Wednesday. Cannot wait for tomorrow night. Everything officially starts with track and field first. Then me with the KC Metro Mile, and then Super Regional time with K-State Baseball on Friday. The Pearl Project podcast continues on this week. Go Cats!